My dear sweet Islamic brothers, this ummah needs substantial amount of Islamic literature. I ask you, can we not assist in this regard that we make our intelligent and wise children as learned scholars of Islam?
What a great privilege it would be for the father whose son becomes a scholar and then writes a book.
Today's parents' mentality, as I see, is such that they want the children to go for schooling, then college, then university. As per their understanding, this is their future and they want to secure that first. Now, if someone wants that my child learns all this first and then he comes back to pursue Islamic education, it's very less likely.
Well, you may find some people who would have completed their Darse Nizami after completing their worldly education, but they do not normally become a highly learned scholar. You should keep it as a supporting tool along with Islamic education. I also completed my worldly education whilst I was doing Darse Nizami. I was a position holder in entire Faisalabad in matric exams. And I was offered scholarship from various colleges. And doing this all wasn't my personal choice either. It was because my father told me to do so. And it was an Islamic brother who persuaded my father for this. When he came to know about my position holding, he said that your son is very intelligent. If he becomes a scholar, he can serve Islam very well. So this very saying persuaded my father.
Now you should see who is most intelligent in your children and dedicate him in the path of Allah.
You shall never attain righteousness until you spend the thing you love in the way of Allah. So the ruling derived from this verse also encompasses one's children, belongings, expertise, wealth, etc. So give most beloved thing in the path of Allah.
Please pick them up from this world and dedicate for religion.
At least one scholar per family.
Make your daughters Islamic scholars. A daughter who is an Islamic scholar, you would see her contributions in the society yourself. A father who is Islamic scholar, you would notice his contributions too. Our institutions cater both men and women to produce Islamic scholars. Please, I request you, the way World Water Day is annually held to highlight water issues and World Food Day about scarcity of food, there is a scarcity of scholars.
The ideal situation is that there should be one doctor per 500 people. Same kind of calculation should also be in terms of Islamic scholars. Because as much as the physical health of people is important, similarly protection of faith is even more important.
And Mufti Saab, these doctors we may not require on daily basis. And Islamic scholars, we need their help in our daily routine life. If calculation is taken based on this ratio, then you would know how many scholars do we need. Those parents who are watching me, please feel its importance. Try to understand. You come, you take admission, you get admission for your children. For whom I'm talking? I'm talking about your religion. Scholars possess real eyesight. Scholars are like lamps. The more these lamps are lit, the more the light will spread. We are not asking you for a single penny. We are requesting for your child from you.
So you're not asking for money but increasing expenses.
Our expense will increase but their expense will decrease. You're spending thousands on your children who has no apparent future. And neither you seem to have a good future with regards to your children. Illa mashallah, children will be loyal to you or not. Whereas this field is concerned, child becomes loyal to himself, his religion and parents too.
You know, there's a very beautiful saying, some children after acquiring worldly knowledge become such that parents are scared to speak to them. But if the son becomes an Islamic scholar, then he speaks to his parents with respect.
I hope you sitting at home would be thinking that this is one organization, Dawat Islami, who is protecting us. And inshallah, this will keep you protecting. But you cooperate with us. Please, we need Islamic scholars. Please make your children scholars. Make your daughters Islamic scholars. Inshallah, this will be a great work for this ummah. You know, sometimes you would be thinking that we should also do something for our religion. Okay, you make your children Islamic scholars.
It is fardhi kifaya to have enough Islamic scholars amongst the Muslims who can guide them and resolve their issues under the light of Shar'i rulings. And the fact is that even 10 Islamic scholars cannot be sufficient for a whole city, let alone only one. In a city like Karachi, where the population is around 17 million, if we consider to have one scholar per 300 people, still we'll need around 90,000 scholars. And the admissions are also open.
I mean, sometime you ask Eid from us, Eid gift. We ask from each other, give me your son or daughter for Jamiatul Madina as an Eid gift.
So make scholars and soothe your eyes.
If there is no Jamiatul Madina of Dawat Islami,
online services are also available. You can also take admission in Jamiatul Madina online. It's a 4-year course, so at least take admission in this so you start acquiring the Islamic knowledge. And when Jamiatul Madina opens in your city, then join that as well.